Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Saturday night, game seven, Brooklyn and Milwaukee. The Bucks win that game, but it was just an incredible display by Kevin Durant. You know, about 48 points, played the whole game, really. Ran out of gas in overtime. But the reason it went into overtime was this. Yeah, I thought it was a three when he first let it go, too.
I think everybody did.
Yeah, he thought game winner. I don't understand why he wasn't double-teamed. And that came off one of the dumbest plays I've ever seen a professional basketball player make, Brook Lopez. They got called for a 24-second shot clock violation. He got the ball. Look, he wasn't going to make the shot anyway because he was in the corner. But at least shoot the ball, first of all.
Yeah.
Even if the Nets get the rebound, there's more time that is taken off. If it hits the rim, you never know where it's going to bounce.
Right.
I mean, how you get
and you don't get the ball out of bounds. You don't get that brief.
Oh my God.
Breather.
Yeah. I mean, they got the breather because of the timeout, but still, it was unbelievable. It was unbelievable how you could not do that. Anyway, he made up for it with a great. Well, kind of made up with great block in overtime. Mm-hmm. But still, Durant. I mean, the fact that then they go, obviously, as you know. Video to check out, and his little bitty toe was
on the line.
Yes, and the funny thing is he wears smaller, his regular shoe size is smaller than his sneaker shoes.
Yeah, than his game shoes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, what is it? It's a 16 or whatever. Mm-hmm. It probably still would have been on there, but I don't know. It was really tight.
It's a great what if. Now, I know we get caught in the moment a lot. And Kevin Durant is obviously, he's one of the great players of all time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he really is. I mean, he's been in the league, 13 seasons?
Yeah.
He averages 27 points a game. He's won three scoring titles. He's just a great, great player. And I know a lot of people don't like him because of the way he latched on to Golden State to win two championships. And the way he formed the super team with Kyrie Irving and James Harden kind of with Brooklyn. I understand all that. That aside, when the game's on the line, he seems to come through in the clutch most of the time. I know, look, he didn't have a good his last shot was an air ball, but I think that was more fatigue than anything else. I mean, career, he shoots close to 50%, which in today's NBA is really, really good.
Yes.
I mean, his last 6 years have all been over 50% from the field.
And he's nearly 40% from behind the arc.
Yes. And he's, 6'11". He's unguardable. He plays hard. He's not a great defender, but he's a good defender. So first of all, to me, as good as Giannis is and people like that, Giannis doesn't have that it factor yet for me when the game's on the line, especially now with his free throw stuff. To me, Kevin Durant's the best player in the NBA. And I don't think you can even argue it anymore.
Well, and it's even more remarkable because of the injury that he suffered,
yeah.
And now he's back. I think the detractors will say, well, what did he do when he was at Oklahoma City? And he had a lot of great seasons there, mm-hmm. but wasn't able to get to a championship. And I think his best season, at least in terms of scoring, was 13-14 when he had, he averaged over 32. I think he was a scoring champ that year.
Yeah.
And so it was more of a one-man show, and they were trying to, make some things happen. couldn't do it. And so the knock is always, and this is why I have an issue with the super team, is because you lose sight of some superstars.
Right.
Kevin Durant is a superstar. Whether or not he ever won it at Oklahoma was not really going to be the point. Him as an individual is one of the greatest players to ever play the game, even if he had never left. And then he goes and wins a couple with Golden State. He was only there 3 years, and it's lost because of the team that was around him. And that's the question I have for Kevin Durant is, are we not giving him enough credit because he won championships, obviously, with Steph Curry and the gang out there at Golden State?
I think some people do not give him enough credit because of that. But you remember some of those series, whatever they needed a basket, he came through. He came through
there's
more
no question.
Than Steph.
Oh, there's no question. There's no question. And the remarkable thing about him, and you compare him to the Greek Freak, is he creates his own shot. He
yes.
creates his own opportunities.
Well, he's also,
and
he's
can
also,
score from anywhere.
And he's also almost indefensible. I mean, how do you defend that?
Okay, so I'm glad you said that, because to me, when you start talking about the greatest of all time, and I'm sure I think you and I are on the same page in regards to Michael Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
But then you start talking about, okay, you start talking about top five. I don't want that discussion to happen now. But it's you start talking about top five, top 10. Is he top 10 for you or top five?
Right now, see, I went by the, you know, at the heat of the moment, like when I was, you know, doing my show prep, I said, oh, you know, maybe he's better than Kobe even. And then I step back a little bit and think about all facets of the game. I know. I step back a little bit and I think of all facets of the game. Kobe's a great defender, more titles, things like that. So I'm stepping back. And at first, well, he's got to be top 10. And then I have my list, and I'll give it to you.
Mm-hmm.
And it might surprise you where Kevin Durant stands on my list, as much as I think he's the best player in the game right now. I believe there is a top five that in my mind can't be argued. And then after that, you can put them all in up to a top 15 in any type of order you want. And, mm-hmm. you know, here. So to me, the top five in no particular order is Michael, LeBron, Wilt, Magic, and Kareem. I don't think you can argue that personally, but obviously some people probably will. Then after that, you got Russell, Tim Duncan, Olajuwon, Oscar Robertson, Shaq, Kobe, Bird, Durant, Dirk and Malone and Cara Malone. And then on the side, Isaiah and Doc, Julius Erving. I mean, look, I'm sorry, Jerry West fans and people like that, Elgin Baylor. I'm not going, I went back for a few guys, but I mean, it's very difficult to compare eras. But I think those five, Kareem, Magic, Wilt, LeBron, and Michael, I don't think you could argue that and what their impact on the game and their dominance of the game in their particular positions, in their particular eras. Now, Wilt didn't get enough championships. He only had two, but the rest of them.
His dominance at that time correct. Is unquestioned.
Right.
And you know, well, if you put KD back then
right.
and you put Wilt now, would it be the same? No, it wouldn't
we don't,
be the
we
same.
Don't know,
but that's
the players back then would have the advanced training that they have now. They'd be in better shape.
Well, and they would have, they would know. Competitors figure out how to get their game to
right.
be successful
yes.
in any era.
Exactly.
And the adaptability, mm-hmm. is what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to argue that at all. I do think that when you're talking about KD, he is somewhere between, I think you put it well, 8 and 15.
Yeah.
And a lot of those guys, you could argue, and you're going to be splitting hairs.
Right.
Because it's, well, oh, there's three championships here and there's two here. Well, how many did they miss out on? What was how many shots did they have at it? How many injuries did they have or overcome? And what was their impact on the game? You're splitting hairs
right.
on all of those.
You know, people say, yeah, well, where's Steph Curry? Well, I mean, he might be the greatest shooter of all time.
I think that's the debate here. Who do you put higher right now? And to me, it's Durant.
Yeah.
I think he's a better player, but if you bring in everything else, it's, you know, this was. Before this season, a lot of people would have said Curry.
Yeah.
So Durant's the thing is about arguing now, it's incomplete.
Yes.
I cannot put him in my top 10 yet.
No.
No, but I think when you're talking about, you know, and you're again, you're splitting hairs between two great players, that's Steph Curry and Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant, I think, in this series showed that he can go out there and win a game by himself. Steph Curry, I'm not sure, and you know, we saw him miss out on the opportunity to even be in the playoffs. I just think he needs that extra guy.
And Steph, as great as he is, his, you know, shots to win games at the buzzer near the end, he's come up pretty small.
Yes.
Considering how great of a shooter he is.
Well, and there's no question. We talked about this, I don't know, it was a month ago. His impact on today's game is unquestioned.
Oh, yes.
And the impact and how he's changed it is unquestioned.
Right.
But when you're talking about, if you were to pick one of those two guys and say, you know what, I want this guy, and you had to pick, I'd pick Durant.
Now, you could argue, you know, because you want to bring up championships, you know, does Karl Malone belong in that? Well, he's what, the second? Well, he was the second leading all-time scorer.
Yeah,
so.
I would say top 20.
Yeah, maybe not. Maybe you put, I don't know. Look, we're biased. I think Isaiah should be at least mentioned in that because it was different. Julius Erving, yes and no. And I love some people.
Hakeem.
People don't think, yeah, I have Olajuwon in there. A lot of people don't think Dirk should be mentioned. They put Curry ahead of Dirk. Dirk
was really
Dirk
good.
Dirk was great.
A great shooter.
I can't put Steph Curry ahead of Dirk.
No, I mean, me neither. That's why.
You know the guy who I'm struggling with, who I would rank higher right now with Durant, is D-Wade.
Yeah, that's a tough one, too. He won championships with two different incarnations of the Heat.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he was such an assassin.
Yes.
That's like that's his greatest trait, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. 248-539-9797. Is Kevin Durant a top 10 player, top 15 player?
Yeah, I think he's top 15. I think you're safe to say that. Because the other guy, and I don't know if you mentioned him, and forgive me if I wasn't writing down quickly enough, but Barkley.
I didn't write down Barkley.
You didn't write down Barkley?
No.
See, I think he's a
great player, but, I mean.
Again, it comes back to championships.
It makes a little bit of a difference in my mind, and that's. As much as I love Charles Barkley.
Yeah,
I can't put him ahead of like Dr. J and you know people like that. I'd put Moses Malone ahead of Charles Barkley.
Would you really?
Yes. Moses Malone won two championships, I think, multiple MVPs, one of the greatest rebounders.
See, I would go to when you're talking about Karl Malone. I would put Charles Barkley ahead of Karl Malone. And I think you, I mean, there's a lot, again, we're splitting hairs on greatness
right,
here.
I know.
But that's, and maybe, I'm actually surprised that you did that, knowing how you feel about the man.
I think he's great. But
yeah.
Like I said, look, they're all great. All right, we have some ticket techs here. The reason Stan Van Gundy took Stanley Johnson was he traded and went in on Reggie Jackson trade. Point guard was not the priority. Yeah, but a shooting guard, maybe. I don't know. Whatever. Best player in the game now, to me, is not Durant. It's Doncic. Durant, when healthy, would be, but as his age, he's missing games. This question needs qualifiers because best player career, LeBron is better than Durant. Oh, career, yes.
Career, there's no question.
Yes.
We're not arguing that.
No, right. But this texter believes because of health issues, Doncic is.
I don't think Doncic's there yet. I think he could be.
Well, Doncic is also getting the NBA way of maybe getting certain people out of the organization, possibly.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dr. J is better than half of that list. Look, I love Dr. J, but he changed the game to a certain extent. He was great.
Yeah.
Didn't play much defense. His outside shot wasn't great.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I love him.
And that's where you start getting into, and I know it's different styles,
and
but.
He also was. You could argue his best days were in the ABA, too.
Yeah, he's a tough one to grade because of that.
Right.
Yeah. But you also started talking about Tim Duncan, and I think he's in my top 10, and it's not even close. And
right.
I know you mentioned that, too.
Oh, yeah.
But one of the knocks on him is that he was so silent.
Yeah.
It was so boring.
The
but
big
he
fundamental.
Was so,
that was his nickname.
On both sides, not just offense.
Right.
But defensively, and I think that's where we're missing some of – that ranking is what guys were able to do on the defensive side just because you don't see it anymore.
Right. That's another reason I had that Moses might be the better Malone more than Carl.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you said there a few minutes ago, John, about Malone ahead of Barkley. I would say that's – or Barkley ahead of Malone. That That's a pretty out there take. I don't think most people would agree with that. I think the only reason why maybe we're not getting somebody to call in and react is because this town hates Karl Malone.
Yes, exactly. As they should.
Yes.
248-539-9797. One other texter says, Kobe over LeBron all day. No, sorry. Can't go there. LeBron did.
Yeah, I can.
I can just because I like Kobe more.
Yeah, but I do too, but LeBron
gotta does. Got to separate that.
LeBron does more.
I don't know if he does. That's a really tough one for me.
Rebound. I mean, I don't know. I just think LeBron was just.
I think Kobe was, for me, he was just one of those guys that was all in on the win. And whatever he had to do for his team to win, whatever he had to do, he was going to do it.
Like not shooting the Phoenix series in that last deciding game. And he kind of spit the old bit in the Pistons series too.
Yeah, but there's just been a number of times with LeBron where it raises a flag for me.
I think it has to be LeBron over Kobe because every June or sometime around this time, we don't debate MJ versus Kobe every year.
That's a very good point.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.